Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to connect with you. And today we are very excited to discuss with you your health and your well-being, because many of you are struggling with this right now. You're finding that all of a sudden there are physical conditions that have manifest, things that you've never struggled with before in your life that have suddenly appeared. And to be honest, this isn't wholly unexpected. As systems go through this process of ascension, as planetary bodies go through this process of ascension, this is a pretty normal thing to happen, because it is your way of seeing physically manifest your subconscious beliefs. Now, before we even get into talking about health, we really want to put the focus here on understanding that any condition that you create for yourself is not because you've done something bad or something wrong. All right, because when you start thinking that way, all it does is set up a pattern of beratement. And this is a pretty common belief system. As you understand that you create 100% of your reality, many of you will start saying that you're not enough, or how could you have been so stupid not to have seen this issue before it manifested at this level, or what negative thoughts must you be having in order to have created this ailment. And sometimes it is far more than that, that you will create situations and scenarios in your life in order to learn, and it is the greatest teacher. Sometimes these ailments and illnesses are what get you on the fast track to making change. It's not so much that you've done something wrong, it's that you're really keen on moving into balance, and this is a way for you to really stop and take stock of what is before you. And when you start to perceive it that way, then you can actually move through it at a much faster rate. Because if you're beating yourself up, you're just maintaining a lower vibrational state, and that doesn't support the body to move beyond whatever limiting condition you've set up for yourself. And oftentimes, ailments, illnesses, accidents, all of these things serve you in ways that you can't even begin to imagine in the moment of creation. So in other words, when you look at your reality and you say, how in the world can being sick help me now or serve me now? You might not see it until you are far beyond the experience. Perhaps it allows you to access a new level of compassion that you couldn't have expressed any other way. That having to walk the path allows you more compassion for those who are going through the very same thing. You know, it's one thing to watch others go through a situation, but it's another to actually have walked through it yourself. You understand it at a completely different level. And sometimes the soul wants that experience. So be very aware of how you're speaking to yourself about whatever imbalance it is that you have created in your life. And we would say the same thing, even if it's not a physical ailment, just a condition. In a relationship or in a job or anything that you've created that you think or label as being negative, that you see it as an opportunity for growth, to advance your awareness of duality and to really integrate that duality, to let go of any sort of judgment and to bring yourself back to a center point and a more neutral perspective of reality. The way that Source sees that all things are equal and valuable as teachers of the dualistic experience. Now, as we said, it's not uncommon for beings that are going through this ascension process to notice that there is a lot of health issues coming up, because your physical body is created and generated from your energetic template. In other words, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And as we've said many times, to us, any physical condition that you have is first and foremost an energetic one. And some of you may say, yes, but what about our toxic environment? That's creating some of our illnesses. And we would say yes to some extent, but also understand that the most toxic environment that you're living in is within you. It's created and generated from your thoughts and lower emotions. And if you're vibrating at a higher resonance, then you're going to create and experience situations and scenarios in your life that match your resonance. So if there is a toxic environment, one of two things will happen. You'll encounter the environment and your body won't have any problem processing the toxins, or you're just not going to put yourself in a situation where that environment exists. You'll feel drawn to avoid it or to go to another location that's a better vibrational match for you. So if you want true healing, if you want deep and lasting healing, you have to deal with the energetic issues. You have to deal with your belief systems and your emotions and letting go of your judgment that something is good, bad, right, or wrong, and see all things as being viable explorations of frequency in a system of duality. And when you can accept that, then you're able to liberate yourself from that frequency. You stop playing the record over and over and over and over again. You don't have to know at what moment you created that belief system. You have to start installing new belief systems and feeding those new belief systems, because the more you go back to those new thoughts and higher vibrational emotions, that repetition means that eventually that becomes a habit. Those habits start to create new neural pathways as you repeat it over and over, and that becomes a new subconscious belief. And because that's where the focus of your energy is going, you no longer are feeding those lower limiting thoughts and they begin to atrophy. Those neural pathways aren't firing, and it's not as easy to immediately run energy down that pathway because it's not as clear. It's, if you think about paths through a forest, if people haven't been walking that path, then it becomes overgrown and it's very hard to see and you don't walk that way any longer. You walk down the path of least resistance where it's well-worn. So where are your thoughts well-worn? What mental grooves are you getting into? And we speak repeatedly about you having a practice. And as you move into 2019, if you don't have a practice, you're going to find it very, very difficult to feel centered and sane, because everyone's stuff will be coming up. There will be a lot of chaos in people's own personal energy fields. And then collectively, there will be chaos. There will be strife and stress. This is just part of the process. What needs to be healed comes up to be seen. So you can stand in peace. You can be in the eye of the hurricane, so to speak. And the way that you do that is through your practice and directing your energy, your thoughts, your beliefs. When you are directing your thoughts towards peace and calm and ease, you're sending signals to the body that give it cues that it's time, it is the appropriate frequency to heal itself, to restore itself. If you're holding stressful thoughts and emotions, then the body gets the cues that it's not safe. And so it prepares itself for stressful situations, and it puts itself in fight or flight, and it's producing the chemicals that are needed for a short-term defensive posture. And really where you need to shift yourself is into that long-term restorative phase, moving back into the parasympathetic. And you do that by working with the breath, by letting go of your judgments, and that lets the body reset itself, rebalance itself, recalibrate itself. No matter what physical ailment you've created for yourself, you can simply start by seeing your body as being in perfect balance and harmony. Your body's innate wisdom wants to create balance for you. Everything wants to move towards balance with source energy, to go with the natural flow. And your body knows how to do that, even if you at the ego level have no idea how that's done. All you have to do is have a little conversation with your cells and tell them that they're safe, that you appreciate them for whatever they've done. Even if you've got some sort of imbalance, thank the body for giving you the cues so that you have an awareness that there are thoughts and emotions that need integration. As you have that appreciation, you're putting yourself through the process of appreciation and gratitude into a higher resonance, all right? So you're already giving the body cues that it is safe and that it can start to restore itself, as opposed to going into upset about the body and telling it it's not right, there's something terribly, terribly wrong, And that creates more stress in the body, and you are creating conditions which are not conducive to health, well-being, and balance. Now, for us, we always send you to working with your heart center first and foremost for all healing and health. Because when you think of something that makes you smile, what happens is that you allow the full connection to source to run through the body. All right, all that energy then becomes available to you. When you think of something that makes you smile, then you're able to run full source energy through the body. When you are engaged in polarized thought, in order to polarize to one extreme, there is the desire to make yourself separate from the other polarity. And the desire to make yourself separate from that other polarity is, in essence, cutting off or trying to cut off half of source energy, because all things are source energy. So you're only running half of source energy through the body. So there's not as much healing and light available to you. So start with thinking of something that makes you smile. The more often you can do this and reset yourself, the more often you're allowing more light into the body. Light, photonic energy, is what heals. All right, it's this photonic energy that you're getting into the body that allows the healing to take place. It's higher vibrational energy. Breath helps to move stuck energy. It helps to move the light, that subtle energy, through the body as well. So making sure that you're breathing, getting deep breaths, that you're not holding your breath. That's what happens when you're in stress and fear. So breathing deeply and thinking of something that makes you smile. And on some days, we know that this may not be an easy feat, that it can feel challenging when you're not feeling so great. But do your best and keep coming back to it. Keep resetting. If you've got a really serious condition going on, then you need to be resetting again and again and again and again and again throughout the day. Not just once or twice, not just, you know, six or seven times. If you've got something really serious going on, then you should be spending a lot of your day recalibrating, going back to the heart center. And this will give the body the cues and put it in the right environmental system to rebalance itself. Now, we haven't talked so much about things that you can do on a physical level, because that's going to be different for each of you in each situation that you've created. But if you are coming back to your heart-centered space, you are opening up to source energy. And that's also allowing you access to your innate wisdom. You will know what you need to do. You will know how to proceed physically, whether that's working with certain Western practices or Eastern or complementary medicine. If there are things that you need to engage with in those systems, you'll have an awareness of what feels appropriate for you in the moment. And then also what it allows you access to is the drive to put certain foods in the body, foods that are of a higher vibrational nature. And that changes for all of you throughout time. There will be times where you feel like you don't want to be anywhere near meat, and then other times you'll feel like you need that. Or you might walk into a store and maybe there's a vegetable that you've never tried, but all of a sudden it's almost as if it's glowing on the shelf and you feel drawn to consume it. So when you are taking time to get quiet and listen to your innate wisdom, then you get the hits, you get the signals that you need in order to create an environment physically, energetically, that is matching that higher vibrational resonance that you keep imagining repeatedly. And then the cells eventually come along for the ride. They start upping their frequency and they're able to take in the lovely nutrients that you're putting in. Your body can absorb it. All right, so always back to the energetic. There's one last thing that we want to mention here, and this is grounding, because this is so important when you're in front of your electronics all day. If you're not grounded, you're in training with the electronics and the frequencies aren't great for the physical body. They're out of balance with Mother Nature. So it is absolutely vital that if you are working in front of electronics or with electronics, that you make sure that you are grounded so that you're in training with Mother Earth. If you've got a serious health condition going on, you need to make sure you're spending time again throughout the day recalibrating to make sure you're grounding and connecting. Getting out in nature is the easiest way to do that. Observe nature. What's going on? What are the birds doing? What are the butterflies doing? What are the grasshoppers doing? What are the ants doing? What's happening in the grass that's beneath your feet? If you're sitting on the grass, what's going on? You might notice some insects that you didn't see before. So that's one way to connect. And then if you can't really get outside, imagine connecting with the beautiful pristine star that exists within Mother Earth and allowing that energy to come up and through each and every cell in the body. All right, that will help you, especially those that are listening to us, those of you who are drawn to us. You are typically beings who are stellar oriented. You'd much rather connect with different systems rather than Mother Earth. And also, you're pretty sensitive. And sensitives don't always like to connect with Mother Earth because they're connecting with the dysfunction of the collective consciousness as opposed to the pristine energy of the divine Mother Earth. So when you are establishing that connection with Mother Earth, you feel safer and you actually will enjoy connecting with other humans because you're connecting with the divine in them as opposed to the dysfunctional belief systems, because you're grounded and you're connecting with that higher resonance of Mother Earth. And then you're also heart centering, which means you are connecting with the divine energy anyway. So what you are experiencing inside is what will be reflected back to you. So as you're connecting to the divine within, you're going to connect to the divine outside of you with other people. All right. And this is the fastest way for the body to heal and regenerate itself. So in closing, we just want to do a very quick language of light activation. And how the language of light works, it's a bit like someone playing an instrument for you so that you can sing a note. It helps you to attune in a much easier way. So let's say someone asks you to sing an A note. And, you know, there are very few of you who can do that. You don't have perfect pitch. It can be very hard. You say, well, I don't really know what the frequency of A is. I don't know how to produce that on my own. But if someone plays the piano for you and then asks you to sing it, you say, oh, okay, not a problem. And this is what the language of light does. It's like the piano that's being played to help you to know the frequencies to attune with. And then there is a part of you that says, ah, yes, this frequency, this is the one I've forgotten. Now I can find it. And you shift your resonance. You shift your energetic field. There's nothing really that you need to know. There's nothing that you need to do. If you want to listen back to the recording, you can. You don't have to. You're receiving the transmission. It's in your field. But again, it would be like you practicing every day, going back to the frequency, hearing it again and again helps you to attune to it in a slightly easier way. So there's no right or wrong way to work with this, but listen to your instincts and see what is appropriate for you. All right, so just take a nice deep breath and relax. Ishokata atakata ora abade indoko ndo ola ara amatakata atakata shokata atakata ondokata ala anamana hana no koto ere pere pere shokata atakata ela rabato takata hasa shokata atakata bade shokata bade shokata takata bade en la ora bade bade shokata bade bade shokata atakata atakata duwe de bade 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 shokata atakata atakata tuku ora bade bade shokata takata hiza jota tatakata torra bade bide bide jukada bide bide jukada bide bide jukada tatata de de tatakata torra bade endora hiza jota kada bera ele lorra bade bide jukada bide bide jukada tatata tatata i bide bide jukada dakadai izo jana ala ara are uanda tatakata tatakata e bide bide jukada tukata bide jukada tatakata bide bide janda tatakata hala do to to de jada tatakata ala ara bide bide jukada enda tatakata Hapat koto ebede aisha tokote elala wata patashta. Hisa juta sugada barabada birushkata ebede birushkata ebede birushkata takata alala lono nono ebede barabada birushkata eza juta kata. Hapata birushkata elala warabada birushkata di eza shukata bira alala wara anda tokoto toto e eza sasa shona ara. Hi patata tatakata lili nono ebede. Hisa shota ara ara ano ho o kotore. Hi tatakata ashakata nanana haka. Haka oro ora ara ara lamana hapata kotoe. Take a nice deep breath. He's a joke at the Arab, the end of the day, when an anelora rabbit a he's a joke at the rabbit a brisket, a brisket, and the way rabbit a brisket. He's a joda rabbit a brisket and the day he's a jota adalora manunoe, menemenusket. He's a jonanelora, nanani, when I'm a manusket. He better or a rabbit a brisket, a rabbit a brisket, and no one in a manusket, a brisket, a brisket, a he's a jota alalwere eta. He's a jota tatakata. He's a jota katabidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidib Take another nice deep breath. So we'll leave you here, dear ones. Be kind to yourselves. Honor what your body asks you for. Feel free to connect with us directly. You don't need Wendy. Just ground yourself, heart center, ask your question and listen. And until then, we'll be watching and waiting and sending many, many well wishes.
If you enjoyed working with this language of light activation, be sure to check out Galactic Light Code Monthly. You'll find more information over on our website at higherfrequencies.net.